today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masech Salos, when we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Revi'is Dam Tavusa. Again, we're going through things that are Metame Ba'ohel. So Revi'is of Dam, or Revi'is of Dam Tavusa, meaning the Dam that came out of the body before the person died, and kept on going after he died, is Metame Ba'ohel as well. Mimeis Echad, only when the whole Revi'is came from one dead body. But if you have a few dead bodies, and you gather together a Revi'is of Dam, it's not Metame Ba'ohel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishnei Mesim, even if it came from a couple of dead bodies, it's going to be able to be Metame. Dam Katan Shiyotu Kulo, if all the blood of a dead fetus came out of its body. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kolshu, Rabbi Akiva says, if it's all the blood, even if it's a very tiny amount that's less than a Revi'is, it's Metame Ba'ohel. Because whenever you drain all of the blood of a dead body, you don't have to have a Shiyotu Revi'is. The Chamom Revi'is. Chamom say, no, it still needs to be a Revi'is in order to be Metame Ba'ohel. Kizayas Rima, a kizayas of worms that came from a decomposed body, bein chaya bein mesa, whether the worms are alive or dead, Rabbi Elazar metame kivisaru. Rabbi Elazar says has a din like the basar of a dead body, because they come from the basar of a dead body, and therefore if you have a kizayas of it, it's metame ba'ol. L'cham metarim l'cham say, no, this isn't a dead body, this is worms, and therefore it's not metame ba'ol. Efer srufim, ash from a what do they call it when they burn the dead body, from a cremated corpse, right? Rabbi Lazar Omer Shi'uro Barova. Rabbi Lazar says that the shear is a quarter of a kav, because it's like the bones, because that's where it comes from. So rova kav is enough to be metame. V'cham metarim, but v'cham say that it's tahar, because the ashes are not considered to be connected to the dead body. Melo tarvad va'od afar kvaros tame. More than a ladle full of, or spoonful of grave dust is tame, because we assume that it's from tame dead matter. Rabbi Shimon says that grave dust is tahar, because it has other stuff in there also, not just the dead body. Melotavad rekev shegavelo b'mayim, if you take a spoonful of dead body dust that was mixed with water, it's not considered to make one single unit as far as tumah is concerned. So it's not going to be metame ba'ohel, unless the whole thing is in the ohel. But if you leave some of it outside of the ohel, we don't say, oh, well, it's all one piece anyway, and it's all connected, so it's all metame. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Eilu metame magam masav, eilu metame ba'ohel. Once we finish discussing what's metame ba'ohel, let's discuss what's metame magam masav, but not ba'ohel. Etzim kisa'ura, a bone the size of a sa'ura, ve'eretz ha'amim, the chutz la'aretz, ubeis ha'pras, a beis ha'pras, which is a place that used to have a camp, but then the field was plowed. Aver min ha-meis ve'aver min ha-chai she'en alein basar karoi. An aver from a dead body or an aver from a living body that doesn't have enough flesh in it to heal and grow back. Hashur devagul gol shechasru, a spine or a skull that's missing some bones. Kamu hu chasrum b'shidra, how much has to be missing from the spine? Be'shamei omrim shtei chulios. Be'shamei says if it's missing two vertebrae, now it's no longer metame ba'ohel. Ube'selam rafilu chuli achas, even if it's missing a single vertebrae, it's not metame ba'ohel. Uvagul goles, and when it comes to a skull, beshamirim kumalo makdeach, that it has to be missing a piece the size of a drill hole in order to lose its ability to be metame ba'ohel. The amount of skull that would have to be missing from a living person to spell certain death, then you know that it's not metame ba'ohel. When we say the size of a drill hole, if you ever went to Home Depot, there are lots of drill bits, and they all have different sizes. So it means b'katan shel rofim, the smallest drill that a doctor will use when he's doing brain surgery. That's what Rameir would say. V'cham momrim b'gadol shel lishka. It means the big drill that they have in the lishka in the Beis Hamikdash. Only if it's that much missing will it lose the status of tumas ohel. So to review what we learned today in Parak Beis Mishnah Beis, we went through how much dam is mitame ba'ohel, and what if the dam comes from a fetus? How much of whether worms that come from a dead body could be metame ba'ohel, ash from a cremated corpse can be metame ba'ohel. What about dust that's perhaps mixed with other things? And then in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about things that are not metame ba'ohel, they're only metame magamasa, even though they come from a dead body, but they're missing something to them, and we have various machlokos about that between Mishnah and Beis Hillel, how much they have to be missing to lose the ability to be Metame Ba'oel and only to be Metame B'maga U'B'masa. Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Beis Mishnah Dalit.